This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Now is a good time for producers to be calibrating their spraying and planting equipment. A properly calibrated sprayer not only ensures the correct amount of application and ensures better weed control, but also saves money as well. The first step in sprayer calibration is to fill the sprayer with clean water. You'll likely get some water on you in the process, so make sure the sprayer is clean. Flow rates increase with nozzle wear, so old nozzles are going to cost more in excessive applications. Step 2 is to make sure the ground speed is accurate to the tachyometer. Run a loaded sprayer at a distance at spraying speed, and measure the time it takes and how far the sprayer went. Calculate it out to determine the ground speed. Step 3 is to determine spray volume at operating pressures. The nozzle manufacturing information should have flow rates based upon operating pressures to determine ounce of flow per minute for that nozzle. Step 4 is where you'll likely get your pants a little wet. Using a graduated cylinder or catchment pitcher made for calibrating sprayers, collect 1 minute's worth of spray at a constant pressure. Record sprayed amounts for each nozzle. Step 5 is to determine the spray rate that would be applied per acre. If the flow rates are too far off or the sprayer nozzles are inconsistent, indicating uneven wearing, then they need to be replaced. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.